We begin with the coronavirus pandemic and the discovery of a new variant called Omicron. It's seen countries around the world restricting travel to and from southern Africa. South Africa, Botswana, Zimbabwe, Namibia, Lesotho, Eswatini and Mozambique are among those affected by the rules. The news has shaken the world economy just as it was showing signs of a recovery. Stocks on Wall Street took a hit on Friday before they closed for the weekend. And in South Africa itself, the number of confirmed Omicron cases are still relatively low, but the speed with which young people are getting sick is causing alarm. Let's cross now to Paul Brennan, who's in London for us. Paul, news of this variant is arriving on the scene in Europe, which is already seeing big increases, lockdowns, as a result of the Delta variant. How is this news of this extra variant on the scene going to go down with the public?
Yeah, there's serious concern among politicians and the scientists here. They are trying to be cautious. They don't want to panic the public, and they certainly don't want to start talking about reimposing really strenuous lockdowns in those countries where they have been resistant to lockdowns so far. There is a question mark about how compliant the public will be if the scientists act quickly and impose lockdowns before the evidence suggests those lockdowns are necessary. We already saw last weekend, for example, in Vienna, in Croatia, in Italy, big protests in Belgium as well, big protests against the idea of vaccine mandates and extra lockdowns. That said, as you mentioned, it's the timing. It's the worst possible timing. We knew that the coronavirus variants would be on the surge again during winter because people in the European continent gather together. It's colder, it's wet. People don't tend to spend that much time outside. They get together in houses and in inside venues. And the Delta variant is still in its kind of fourth wave here in Europe. So to add a new, potentially more infectious variant is the worst possible timing.
Paul, this is something you're not going to be aware of. I'm just hearing it now from my producer. Apparently, news coming in on the wires that cases linked to this new variant have been discovered now in the UK. Very worrying indeed.
Well, it was seen, that is news, but I can tell you that it was regarded as inevitable by several of the scientific experts who've been interviewed on various media outlets here in the UK over the past 12 to 24 hours, basically ever since Dutch-Netherlands cases were known about. It was regarded as inevitable in today's globalised society with people flying around and with the gestation period of the coronavirus being anything up to 10 days, perhaps even 14 days, that even after you've imposed flight bans on those southern African countries, somebody might be harbouring the virus, not yet being symptomatic, and still arrive in UK shores or in other countries here in Europe and bring the virus here. It was a concern. It was inevitable, though, so I don't think that's going to be a massive surprise. The question mark would be now is what is the response going to be to its arrival?
Indeed. And what more can you tell us about this new variant? Do we know much more about how quickly it's transmitting?
Well, no, and that's one of the difficulties. And it's also one of the reasons why the scientists are being somewhat cautious before they start to say, look, it's more deadly, it's more infectious. They're not quite sure yet. The studies are ongoing. What we do know is that these spikes, if you imagine the coronavirus itself as a ball with these spikes coming off it, it's the mutations on those spikes and the significant number of extra mutations that this variant has, which makes it very different to the other variants that we've seen before. I think it's 32 mutations that this particular variant of coronavirus has, different to the half a dozen that the other variants have had in the past. And it's the question mark as to whether those variations, those mutations, will mean that the new variant is not going to be recognised by the vaccines that have already been put into so many people's arms. Will the vaccines work against this new variant? The scientists just don't know. And without that knowledge, it's difficult to decide as to how deadly it will be and how much more infectious it will be. So much more study needs to be done. But it needs to be done really quickly as the spread clearly is getting out and around the world.
It is indeed. Paul Brennan there for us in London. And just to repeat to you, this news coming in just in the last few seconds, the UK Health Minister has said that cases linked, traced to the Southern African new variant have been found in the United Kingdom.